In 30 days, you have $1 million. It happens incredibly fast at the end, as long as you are consistent long enough. That's really the hardest thing for people to grasp who have jobs. Business owners understand this. That's why many business owners who join have a tendency of being more successful than just average workers, because average workers don't understand long-term thinking. They don't understand payoffs down the road. They understand, I work today, I work this week, where's my paycheck? And you don't see it in this business. You have to work for 3 months, 6 months before you start seeing a paycheck. And then people quit because when they see their paycheck, they have to basically reinvest it into their business. And that annoys them. But that's what businesses are. That's what businesses have to do. Has to be reinvested. So you have a meeting. There's a great audio on the affiliate development series. It's free, it's on the website, called How to Have a Home Meeting. It goes over all the details about the specifics of how to have a home meeting. All the details are there. When you share the program, you're either using the PowerPoint presentation, or you're using the DVD, or you're using a membership overview call. If you're using a membership overview meeting in a hotel, they're using a PowerPoint. So that's the PowerPoint, or the DVD, or a membership overview call. The only other thing is if you're on the phone with somebody long distance, then you don't have the ability to use the PowerPoint or the DVD. What you do in this case when you share the program is you ask the person if they watch the DVD on the internet, on the website. If they did, they've seen the program. And your call then is in effect here. You're really answering questions and overcoming objections. It's really the meeting after the meeting. So if I talk to this person on the phone, you listen to Your Wish Is Your Command, you reviewed the website, and you said you watched the video, and you said you reviewed the website. When I schedule a time for you on the phone, it's not to explain gin again. You've already had it explained. You watched the video. You said you watched it. Now my appointment is really not sharing the program. It's really an appointment to answer questions and overcome objections. That's really what that call is about. Because they've already been had the program shared with them by watching the DVD and listening to the invitation CD. So they've already had it explained. I can't do a better job, and I know you think you can. So you'll say, oh, I'll talk to you on the phone and explain everything. And then because you want to talk, because you want to impress them with what you know and how much you know. That's not how to do it. It's not going to be effective for you. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Do what's effective. Do what's the most powerful. So when you call them, just answer questions and overcome objections, which is this part right here. The meeting after the meeting, answering questions and overcoming objections. Now, I'm going to give you some very powerful phrases, because this part here, if you've gotten to this part here, and I've talked to people who don't have anybody in their downline, nobody personally signed up, nobody in their group, and I've talked to them, and I've gone through this workflow. They got their prospect list. They've used this CD. They've called them. They've sent out your wishes. They've called people for your wishes. They got people to go to the website. They can't get anybody to pull the trigger and sign up. They just can't get anybody to sign up. What are they doing wrong? They're blowing it here. They're blowing it in what we call the meeting after the meeting. This is where, if you do all these things relatively well and you still don't get people to sign up, then obviously this is the weak point. And quite frankly, this is generally always the weak point. This is a very significant area. This is always weak for most people, the meeting after the meeting. It's where you, in the sales world, we say it's where you have to ask for the order. And this is where salespeople always blow it. And we're in fact selling a membership, but we're not really selling because we don't want to sell the membership. We just want to present it and find out if the person wants to buy. And if they do, we enroll them and sign them up and sponsor them. And if they don't, that's 100% okay. We don't try to convince them. So even though it's a sale, we're not selling. We don't want to sell memberships in that respect. We want people to buy memberships who want them. But we don't want to sell them. Remember this phrase. People hate to be sold, but they love to buy. People hate to be sold, but they love to buy.